This morning, the Maui County Council's Ethics and Transparency Committee has been taking up a proposed settlement involving the county's wastewater treatment facility in West Maui. A group of Maui-based environmental groups filed a lawsuit alleging the plant's discharge was violating the Clean Water Act. That lawsuit is still scheduled to be heard by the U.S. Supreme Court. We're going back to listen to the story that we aired back in February and then get an update on today's vote from HPR's Ryan Finnerty.
The Cuyahoga River in Ohio is so loaded with the waste products of petroleum distillation that it is actually in danger of catching fire.
In 1969, that's exactly what happened. The Cuyahoga River in Cleveland became so polluted that it burst into flames. This wasn't the first time Cleveland had seen a river fire, but the 1969 blaze fueled the budding national conservation movement. In 1972, Congress passed the Clean Water Act, overriding a veto by President Richard Nixon. It established water quality standards and created a structure for the federal government to regulate pollutants. The act bans dumping those pollutants directly into surface water sources, like rivers and lakes, but not groundwater. A court case from Hawaii may soon change that.
For years, it's been known that when the facility discharges from its injection wells into the groundwater directly beneath the facility, that millions of gallons of treated sewage get into the ocean each day.
That's David Henkin, an attorney with the environmental law firm Earth Justice. He's representing four Maui-based groups that are suing Maui County over the discharge from a wastewater treatment plant in Lahaina.
There have been massive algal outbreaks on the reef at Kahikili. There has been massive die-off of a once pristine reef, and this is largely due to the millions of gallons of treated sewage from the Lahaina facility.
The Lahaina Wastewater Reclamation Facility is located about 2 miles upslope of downtown Lahaina in West Maui. It first came online in 1975, and until the recent court ruling, was not covered by the Clean Water Act. That's because the Clean Water Act only regulates discharge into surface water. The Lahaina facility injects treated wastewater back into the ground. Groundwater isn't covered by the Clean Water Act. But the situation changed in 2012.
Undebatable evidence that the wastewater was reaching from those wells to the coastline.
That's Craig Glenn, a geologist from the University of Hawaii at Manoa. The state of Hawaii and the EPA asked Glenn to determine whether or not the treated wastewater being injected into the ground was reaching the ocean.
The very first thing I did was run something that I personally specialize in, is using aerial infrared photography from aircraft to look for what we call submarine groundwater discharge. Fresh water, because it's colder than seawater when it leaks into the ocean, it appears as a cold water anomaly. And it's also, it floats on the surface of the seawater. Because it's fresh water, it's buoyant and it floats on top of the seawater. We did the flights and we found a very large thermal anomaly. And then we mixed tracer dyes and poured them down the injection wells that the wastewater treatment plant was using, and then nearly daily monitoring that took place for quite a long time. We even started before we did the injection dye, so we knew what the background was like, etc. These dyes are detectable in very small quantities, parts per billions, basically. And we started seeing the dye concentrations rise and rise and rise.
As surface water, the ocean is covered by the Clean Water Act. The proven connection between the wastewater plant and the ocean provided the basis for the current lawsuit. The Hawaii Wildlife Fund is the lead plaintiff in the case. Hannah Bernard is the director and co-founder of the Maui-based organization.
There had been suspicion that these waters getting into the reef wouldn't be good and might cause an impact.
A 2006 survey from the Hawaii Department of Land and Natural Resources deepened those suspicions. The survey found a roughly 25% decline in existing coral cover on West Maui reefs over a 12-year period.
People who are ocean users, we saw this study and we became alarmed. And we wanted to investigate and have more information about the possibility of, can we do something to mitigate this? And so we started organizing meetings and sharing the information and talking about it. And then we got in touch with our EPA. Actually, we organized public meetings with the EPA here several times.
The EPA was working with Maui County to address the impact of the injection wells when the groundwater dye study was published in 2012. That was when Bernard's group decided to sue, alleging a violation of the Clean Water Act. They initially won in federal court, and again when Maui County appealed the decision. The case will now head to the Supreme Court. Earth Justice Attorney David Henkin says there's a reason the court decided to take on the case.
The reason that the court is likely taking this case is that there is one court of appeals, which is the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, which decided a pair of cases out of Kentucky and Tennessee. And in those cases, that court of appeals said that the Clean Water Act does not require a permit if a discharge is via groundwater. In doing that, it directly disagreed with the decision in our case, which came out of the Ninth Circuit, which controls the western part of the United States, and the Fourth Circuit, which decided a case out of South Carolina. So basically, there's what's called a circuit split. The Ninth Circuit and the Fourth Circuit agree with us, and the Sixth Circuit agrees with the county. Only the Supreme Court, which makes decisions uniform national law across the country, only the Supreme Court can resolve the circuit split.
Maui County maintains that its practices at the Lahaina plant are safe. Here's County Communications Director Brian Perry reading a prepared statement.
Maui County welcomes the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to grant its petition for a hearing in its ongoing West Maui injection well case. We have a strong case to show that the county continues to protect the public's health and the environment through its use of facilities initially developed with EPA funding 4 decades ago and its robust recycled water program.
Maui County has challenged the idea that discharge from the Lahaina treatment plant is harming nearby oceans. In a published fact sheet, the county acknowledged the dye study but denied that discharge from the wastewater plant was responsible for algal blooms or coral death. The county also pointed out that previous court rulings did not address environmental damage. They instead issued the more narrow ruling that the Lahaina underground injection wells do require a Clean Water Act permit. The Hawaii Department of Health confirmed that the Lahaina wastewater facility does have an injection well permit on file and has also applied for a Clean Water Act permit. It did not confirm the status of that application or when it was submitted. I'm Ryan Finnerty for The Conversation.
And Ryan joins us live in the studio now. Ryan, you've been tracking that Maui meeting. What's the latest?
They are still deliberating, Catherine. Several members of the public came in to testify. Several experts in either engineering or water recycling. A lot of questions from council members about some of the different facets of the case. So they're still deliberating. Probably we can expect a vote within the next hour or so. And that is, we should say, just a committee. So it's not the final say. If the committee votes in favor of this resolution that was put forth by Council Chair Kelly King, it would advance to the full council, which would make a final decision on the matter. And that's the Governance, Ethics, and Transparency Committee of the Maui County Council. And as we said, Kelly King, the full council chair, introduced that. And one of the reasons she said that she wanted to introduce this resolution was that she felt the makeup of the council had changed enough after the November election that it now has a more environmentally friendly, what she called progressive makeup. There were 4 open seats on that council in the November general election, and there was this sort of progressive wave, it was described as, taking over. And I spoke with Chair Kelly King ahead of today's hearing, and here's what she said.
Well, the resolution enacts a little-known ordinance which gives the purview to settle any case without the mayor's approval. And so it was a way for the council to just say, we don't have to wait for the settlement to be conveyed to us. We're just going to give ourselves the authority and move ahead with it. We had a settlement that had been signed but never enacted because the county went ahead and appealed. And, you know, my desire to get this out of the court realm and into the realm of real solutions was to bring that settlement back. But in the meantime, Earth Justice came up with a new settlement offer and sent that to our corporate counsel. And it took about a week and a half for it actually to be conveyed to the council. We should have been given this settlement offer within a day or two, and it was basically withheld from the council.
Maui County Council Chair Kelly King there. And so she's basically, Catherine, frustrated with the lack of action. Under the laws of the county, it is the mayor's. He does have the authority to enter into a settlement. And the council kind of feels like there hasn't been any action, and they would like to see some action. So they've introduced this resolution that would basically enact a provision that Kelly King mentioned that allows them to unilaterally settle these kinds of cases. The details of that settlement were put together by David Henkin, who's an attorney for Earth Justice, the environmental law firm. He's representing the plaintiffs in this case. And I asked him to describe what's included in the settlement.
The settlement proposal also makes clear to the county, as long as the county is making good faith efforts to move towards reducing its reliance on the injection wells, both at Lahaina and elsewhere in the county, and is looking at ways to reuse that treated wastewater and put it to beneficial use, and ensuring that any continued use of these injection wells is going to protect the fragile marine environments into which the injection wells are discharging, that's all that we can reasonably expect the county to do. And so we have no interest in going back to federal court and seeking any type of civil penalties as long as the county is making reasonable, good faith efforts to move forward in that direction.
And I asked David what he considered a reasonable, good faith effort. He said that they had agreed with members of the county council on a down payment of $2.5 million towards reducing reliance on those injection wells. That money has already been included in the upcoming budget, so it's not seen as a major sticking point. You heard Kelly King say earlier that Maui County Mayor Mike Victorino has the power to end that and to agree to that settlement. It hasn't happened. Multiple people that I spoke with, though, indicated that he's not necessarily opposed to it. He's just sort of waiting to see what happens with the council, if they support it. It's worth noting that he won his first term in November, so he's still got a lot of political life ahead of him, and he probably doesn't want to be the sole person responsible for this decision either way. I asked the mayor's office for a statement. They gave me a written statement that said, "In this case, Maui County needs to clarify in how the Clean Water Act applies to permits for reclaimed wastewater for beneficial use. The County of Maui supports implementation of the federal law to protect the environment while not bankrupting taxpayers. For now, we reserve comment on the merits of the current settlement offer." Worth noting, Catherine, that the county does have a pretty substantial wastewater recycling program already. One of the designers of that system spoke at today's meeting and said that it's actually the most advanced in Hawaii, more than Honolulu County. So they say this is already being done, that there's not uniform demand throughout the year because when there's less rain, people need more water from other sources. When there is rain, they don't need it. And so that just saying we're going to recycle all of this water is not necessarily an easy, practical solution.
And real quick, did Dave Henkin express any concern about whether this Supreme Court is environmentally friendly or not?
It did come up at today's meeting, actually. There were several concerns raised. Interestingly, some of the testifiers, one of whom is a lawyer, said he really thinks the county needs to pursue the case, that they can settle, what's called a partial settlement, and address some of the specific issues raised by the local groups. But because, as we heard in the piece, there have been these types of appeals and split, the circuit split have happened in other jurisdictions within the United States, the Supreme Court selected this Maui case to settle this issue nationwide. And if Maui County withdraws it, it could be several years before the issue does get resolved finally for the whole country.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ryan.
Sure thing.
That was HPR's Ryan Finnerty with the latest on a potential settlement in a Clean Water Act lawsuit filed against Maui County.